The school tuck shop is an Aussie icon, but in Queensland, some schools have warned that the rising cost of tucker and a shortage of parents available to volunteer are threatening this great Australian institution. Christine Ogden is from the Queensland Association of School Tuck Shops and joins us. Christine, welcome.
Thank you.
So on this availability of tuck shop volunteers, was a shortfall inevitable given parents, regardless of gender, are working increasingly longer hours?
Absolutely. By and large, both parents mostly work these days, even if not full time. So it really does put a lot of pressure on getting volunteers into the school. However, some schools seem to do really well. So it's not that you can't get any volunteers. It is just a more difficult task.
At least one Brisbane school has had to close its tuck shop. I think that's Runcorn Heights State School. Are you expecting that to happen elsewhere?
No. Basically, we usually work with our members to ensure that schools don't close their tuck shops. There's a different business model these days. Years ago, they operated mostly by volunteers, but these days they can usually afford to have paid staff. They just have to be careful of the number of days a week that they're open and the type of food that's on the menu. There needs to be margins that are high enough to pay wages rather than just volunteer staff.
PNC Group say some schools have had to reduce tuck shop hours, employ canteen staff, or even outsource food services. How valuable have tuck shops been to schools in the past?
Oh, absolutely very, very valuable. It's probably in terms of the finances that go into schools, but also in terms of that wonderful community spirit and engagement that parents get. And it's great for kids too to have parents volunteering in their school tuck shop. They get to know all sorts of things and the kids love seeing them there as well. So it's been and will continue to be a really valuable source of finances but also community engagement for the school.
So what can schools do to save their tuck shops?
So basically, they if they're not a large school, if the student numbers are low, they won't be able to sustain a five-day-a-week operation. So they have to work out how many days a week they can survive with and then also look at the menu. So the old traditional heat-and-serve type menu that we probably think about when we think about tuck shops years ago, like the pies, sausage rolls, etc., basically don't have enough margin to support paying wages. If we go to the healthier cook from scratch type menus, then we can really expect margins of sort of 100% and more, which will then more than cover wages and actually still put money back into the school community.
What kind of government support is there for tuck shops?
Well, basically government have put in the strategy, the Smart Choices, Healthy Food and Drink Supply Strategy. And if you follow that, you basically are producing food from scratch. So it does actually help send you down that path. In terms of what the Queensland government recently, we've received a little bit of funding to work with some schools who are doing it tough. We call it a tuck shop turnaround program. And we're being funded to work with three schools in each of the Education Queensland regions to help them get back into the black.
The school tuck shop traditionally forged bonds between parents and really made the school community much more intimate, I think, and created that sense of community. How
Absolutely.
Else can schools keep the community connections alive if there is, you know, a shift here?
Well, obviously there are other areas where they can volunteer, but getting into the school is obviously a problem because volunteers are low. I mean, PNC meetings happen generally outside business hours, and there are all sorts of different ways where people can volunteer without actually being on site. So they can do things like design menus or do a bit of bake at home and send things in. They can donate goods. So there's all sorts of ways that volunteers can help schools.
Thank you so much for your time.